Blog Talk Radio.
Alone like yours truly or if you just have a blessed or good time at church or in celebration. That was a like a party on the floor. I really wasn't alone, I guess, because I was there was a party going on my floor outside of I guess the big New Year's Eve party that was going on downstairs at the Backdoor Comedy Club at the hotel that I'm staying at. But I enjoyed my New Year's Eve. I must admit, it's an amazing working vacay that I've been on here in Big D. And, you know, one of my resolutions is to resume traveling more. I'm one who have been like a homebody, and I like to travel, so resume traveling, especially road trips and all that good stuff. But we made it. We see 2013. So there's an amazing event on television. There's a lot going on in downtown Dallas and throughout the city of Dallas. So I enjoy watching the countdown regarding BigDNYE.com. And then I thought I was going to go to sleep, but I stayed up because I had napped earlier. So I watch Ryan Seacrest because he's so awesome. And I've always loved watching Rock and Eve with Dick Clark and Jenny McCarthy and all that good stuff, and then the other celebrations that were going on. And just have enjoyed this morning. But I think I still hear some of the visitors on my floor still, like, having a good time. Everybody's just happy, right? My friends on Facebook, friends that I've been friends with forever and not forever, it's just amazing how we are all so enthusiastic to see 2013. And so 2012 is in the past, so I was old and in the new, and there are a lot of things. There are some things that I left in 2012, you know, just maybe a way of thinking, a way of talking, and, you know, just certain things. But thank you for your support and tuning in and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Remember, I will be one of UK's Ebony Empress's friends who will be live on air with her later on today, this evening at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 Eastern, and I believe 8 UK time. Ebony Empress, check her out at blogtalkradio.com, Ebony Empress. EBONY Empress, EMPRESS. So I ask the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports to please tune in. She is a love and relationship expert, and she'll be talking with. She always have a lot of guests. She calls me often, but I don't call into her show often. I'm usually in the chat room chatting away with her guests and other listeners of the show. So you all heard her when she called me last week. She invited me to call in live on air. So I would do just that to congratulate her and for us to talk about the new year and so on. So, you know, it always has an angle to love and relationships. I'm not into a relationship, but it's good for all to... to talk about. I'm praying to become legally single this year. That is one thing that I'm just praying for. I'm like, oh my God, when will I be emancipated and free? You know, so I can, because it affects my thoughts and my well-being, honestly. And, you know, I don't need that extra stress because I am so positive, so gung-ho on everything, love, life, success and business and just good cheer and dealing with the community and all that good stuff like many of you. And, you know, one of my goals is to, you know, develop and maintain my personal and professional relationships. And that means, you know, maintaining and developing my relationships with you, the listening audience of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I haven't broadcast in ages on my other show. You know, I have a channel on Springer.com. So I will be broadcasting sometime in the near future for Springer.com because I know many of you like that format also. But again, thank you for tuning in. And we're pretty much just talking about the new year, New Year's Day. We want to talk about sports and all that. How about Coach Sean Payton? My mother literally broke the story to me. I know she was talking about, oh, Coach Sean is going to be the richest coach. And, you know, Sean is a friend of mine. And I'm like, huh? And he lives here in Dallas, right? And I'm like, huh? And he has a house here, too. My mom was like, and I finally see see what she was talking about. But so many coaches also got the pink slip on Black Friday. But, you know, Coach Sean's birthday was Thursday, so that was a good present for him to get a new contract, a new deal with the New Orleans Saints. That's a blessing for the Tom Benson family, who also own the Hornets. I see the Hornets going to be rolling in Dallas on Saturday, and I will be gone from Dallas, so that's going to be a good game. My top favorite basketball team are the Hornets and the Mavericks on Saturday at the American Airlines Center here in Dallas. That should be an awesome, awesome game. But hopefully I'll be back soon. I thank Big D for always showing me love ever since I was a kid. And also the city of New Orleans, I was talking on Facebook. That was like my first trip with my parents before they split. They split when I was one. So when I was like a hip baby, my first trip, road trip, was to New Orleans, to the Big Easy, and I've always loved New Orleans. And that's, I hadn't been there in a minute either. So definitely will be going there. I've never ridden Amtrak, and for ages I've always thought about riding Amtrak. So I'm going to have to go on the Amtrak train and catch that ride down to New Orleans. I used to love just jumping in my car and driving down to New Orleans. My friends and I are sometimes solo. Crime is so bad now, I don't know about going solo anymore in New Orleans, not in the car on a road trip. So I don't know. But again, thank you for tuning in and listening. I'm just, I stayed in. I had planned on getting out early yesterday, but it was 100% rain and cold, and I did not want to take a risk of getting a cold. So I've had a blast of a good time right here, resting and working and just enjoying Doubletree by Hilton, close to North Park Center. And, you know, it's been a blast. My thing was to get out early yesterday, but I think it's going to be a sunny day here today, so it should be fun, fun, fun. And Big Mike, I think, got to get me some greens and black eyed peas and cabbages and stuff like that. So that dude, my friend Mike, that dude Smith, you know, he's also a chef. And, you know, he's an IT recruiter, but he's an awesome writer and musician and chef. So he mentioned to me about eating New Year's Day meal with the fam, because, you know, they're native of Mississippi and so on. So that'll be, I guess, later on in the evening. But, we talked about tradition last Thursday. Do you really get into the tradition? I'm quite sure my sister, who lived here in Dallas for many, many years, I'm sure she and she's cooking chitlins, and many other friends and relatives that I know are cooking chitlins. A lot of people love to cook chitlins also on New Year's Day, which we talked about last week about pork and I always say greens. I would eat greens, but cabbage are, you know, good. I guess it's good for soup. I'm not really a superstitious person, but I don't want to miss out eating the black-eyed peas. It's a tradition, the black-eyed peas and the cabbage and the greens and so on, all that good stuff. Well, here's Andre Simone, America, and what's up to you in the chat room. Thank you for joining me. Side by Side. It's the 10 Is Man Troll Mix, which you can check out at SoundCloud.com.
Gangnam Style.
Monsters. Dracula is always my favorite. Also on this day, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring the slaves in rebel states were free. Yes, indeed. Praise God. Who says Republicans never done anything for anybody? That's what I hear sometimes. 808, a law prohibiting the importation of slaves into the United States went into effect. 1892, the Ellis Island Immigrant Station in New York opened. 1898, New York City was consolidated into five boroughs. 1901, the Commonwealth of Australia was proclaimed. 1919, J.D. Salinger, author of The Catcher in the Rye, was born in New York City. And sadly, in 1953, country singer Hank Williams Sr., he was only 29, oh my God, he was young, died of a drug and alcohol overdose. 1958, treaties establishing the European Economic Community went into effect. In 1959, Fidel Castro led Cuban revolutionaries to victory over Fulgencio Batista. And in 1979, the United States and China established diplomatic relations. In 1984, AT&T was divested of its 22 Bell System companies on the terms of an antitrust agreement. And, oh man, I love this. 1990, David Dinkins was sworn in as New York City's first African-American mayor. 1993, Czechoslovakia. I love saying Czechoslovakia. I don't know why, I just love that. I just love it. Peacefully split into two new countries, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. In 1994, the North American Free Trade Agreement went into effect. 1999, the euro became the official currency of 11 European countries. And, but it's not 2013, it means 2012. Oprah Winfrey launched their own cable TV network. They have 2013, but apparently they meant 2012. 2012, Oprah launched their own network. And so that's good. And I guess it's doing good because I know she had to cut some of her staffers and have to focus on keeping the channel, you know, up in the black, not in the red. But that's an awesome network. So much success. So I'm trying to go ahead and post this. So I usually have. This is always this is courtesy of AP News and Dallas Morning News. I always love to post it on Facebook and so on. So I haven't posted this yet on Facebook, but I will because it's like taking a minute. So I will if you're always looking for it. Here's an email from the amazing Tori Johnson, who we often see on Good Morning America. I hope this email can open up so I can share what information she is sharing. I see a lot of pictures of her on ABC. You know, she loves to present awesome deals and promotions. There's speaking of Oprah, there's a picture of she and Oprah and Josh Elliott and Sam Champion. Love the GMI people. And so she's saying, so grateful for an amazing year. Let's do great things together in 2013. So I guess that's like her New Year's Day greeting card. Also, and there's a picture of she and Robin Roberts and so on. So, you know, her company is sparkandhustle.com. So thank you for the card. So let's bring on 2013, like you say, Ms. Tori Johnson. So, of course, wow, Rishta, I was before all the celebrations, I was watching the breaking news on CNN and so on regarding the fiscal cliff deal, but and so on. So that's something. So wow, that was interesting. Then my sister asked me if I was watching a certain channel because she said she was watching Prince. So I was like, okay, but I missed it. But it was from a performance. I think I remember the performance back in Las Vegas when Mary J. Blige joined him on stage, surprising.
19 seconds.
Taylor Swift, but yeah. So this is a tentative deal for the physical cliff. But, you know, that's some progress. That's what's important, right? Most definitely. So I'm going to try to conclude the show. I thank you for tuning in. Just wanted to say happy, happy new year. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. Remember, Belinda Bostic will be
60 seconds.
The advisor with Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic. And, you know, she's going to, like, have the floor. And you all call in and ask questions. She's going to talk about sex pheromones and also the amazing products that they have. They have, like, sex pheromone products with slumberparty.com. And, of course, Matters of the Heart is always for those 18 and over because we talk about love, sex, and relationship issues, adult, grown folk talk, you know. So, and I read all the shows for Mature because of lyrical content and music that I play, you know. Instead of asking
10 seconds.
Some independent artists do not produce radio versions that you would hear on commercial radio. And commercial radio get away with a lot also. So that's one thing that's so unique about underground and in the audience. And when mainstream artists put out things, like rare music with different type of lyrics or sound, that's what it's all about, being artistic and being able to, you know, express your creative self and be creatively free. So I always rate the shows mature for that reason. If you wonder, if you say, well, her topic isn't mature, it's not because of the topic. It's because of the lyric content of some songs that I play. You know, some might be offended and some may not. So I already warn you in advance that this is for the mature. The topic might be about something, but someone might say, you know, F word or something like that in a song. So I like to go ahead and be safe and just rate, because sometimes I don't even hear certain words in certain songs until like later on. Like, oh, I didn't know that was in that song. You know, so it's pretty safe to rate as mature anyway. But on Wednesdays, when it's Matters of the Heart Talk, it's because of the language. And it's mature adult language, but, you know, it's not language that you want for the age under 18. You know, really, how they talk amongst themselves is how they talk among themselves. But it's about adults talking about love and relationships. And so again, we'll be talking about sex pheromones and the items that she's selling market with Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. She's based in Houston, and she has an amazing team also. She's been an intimacy advisor for a couple of years. She just turned 27. But those of you that listen to the show regularly, you know of her. And don't hesitate to chat. Some of you don't hesitate to chat, but don't hesitate to call in to ask questions and to talk also, or to share your thoughts and opinions. So, you know, it's been good. It's been a pretty good. Each show is pretty much different. You know, it's the same, but then it's different. So this was like a very chilled broadcast this morning. I'm just hoping that it's warmer today. I love hot weather, to be honest. You know, you all had Christmas snow here. I mean, I wish we had had Christmas snow in Jackson. We had tornadic weather in Jackson, Mississippi, the entire day of Christmas. So, you know, so snow is better than having tornadoes everywhere. But again, thank you for tuning in. You've been amazing. I really appreciate you. I was just going down. They have Kim Kardashian and Kanye West news with the Dallas Maverick news. Wow, about her pregnancy. I mean, they really, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, I guess because her brother-in-law used to play for the Mavericks. But they have Kim Kardashian, Kanye West pregnancy news with Topics.com, NBA Dallas Mavericks News. So tomorrow we also talk, you know, about different entertainment lifestyle stories and what's going on with some of my favorite celebrities also. But, yeah, let's say Kim Kardashian, Kanye West have announced their pregnancy. Kanye West shared the couple's happy news. The performer reveled in Atlantic City the other night, and the British representative has now confirmed the news. So, but we had talked about that already, but I was just looking at sports news and kind of surprised to see that underneath sports news. But again, congratulations to one of my favorite couples. It's like Kim is always a part, like one of my favorite. She was my, like when she was with Reggie, she was like one of my favorite couples. This is something else. But I guess we could play a couple more songs and appear. And we'll conclude the show. Big shout out to Reg Ruffneck. He was thanking everybody in his Facebook group. I haven't talked with him yet. I have really been catching up on my rest and working. When I say working vacay, I've really been doing a working vacay. And I do have appointments and people to see and places to go. But if I had got out in that rain yesterday, I would be sick today. You all will be hearing. I think might not even be broadcasting. I will be coughing and sneezing and have and be sick. I know my body. Do you listen to your body? And I have managed to not get a cold this year. A sneeze might sneak up on me or a cough. And influenza and pneumonia and colds have not been a joke at all this holiday season. So you all be careful. You do your best to prevent getting it, and if you do get a cold or flu, you definitely load up on your liquids and your juices and your hot veggie soups and all that good stuff, and take your vitamin C and eat a lot of fruit to ward off and to get better ASAP, because you don't want cold or flu lingering on and on, especially that nasty hacking cough, you know. I know some of you are probably saying, but that's important information to know. But again, happy, happy New Year to. And something out there yesterday on the news, they were showing the Sydney, Australia event, and Kylie Minogue and others and such were telling the Blacks are a good time. So they were like the first to bring in the New Year. And thank you all for always inviting me to your events, my friends from my network group on Facebook. And shout out to just all the worldwide listeners, and I hope 2013 is an amazingly blessed year for all of us. Let's continue to pray for world peace and do our best to spread love and happiness. And we all have our bad days. We all have our moods. We all might, you know, need to adjust our attitudes every once in a while or all the time. But, you know, stay focused on love. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on believing. Believe in yourself, and if you don't believe in yourself, and you know others do, a lot of sometimes the belief from others wasn't so encouraging. Also, you know, I know it is for me. So, you know, do your best. You know, like some people who have been given advice regarding New Year's Eve goals and resolutions. Sometimes we take those baby steps, or we just make small changes in our lives to get that improvement in whatever we are seeking. You know, if it's you know, making more money or making money, like our good health or becoming healthier or spending more quality time with certain family members or friends, you know, it just takes like maybe a little minute, like I'll spend a little less time working, a little more extra time with certain loved ones or you know, you know what applies to your life and to your lifestyle, you know. But, you know, it's just looking at, hey, end of the year, if you make resolutions or goals or not, the end of the year is like a time to take inventory. Like, you all know I have a retail background, so inventory is a word that I use. Taking inventory is like the fiscal year. But this is a time to take inventory of one's life. What is in inventory? What's new in inventory? What should be marked down? What should be sent back as a damaged item? You know, our lives should be, you know, our, like, I literally take inventory. inventory of what's really happening within one's life, really. You know, I guess some of you say, well, who is she to talk this? But you all know what I'm talking about. And I get it from a lot of you, you know, what I'm talking about, because it's give and take. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your love and support. And you can always contact me through the profile here at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, Inc., hyphen Vet, KULTRESHOKENT, hyphen Vet. And also, you know, I'm on Pinterest at Culture Shock Beth, KULTRESHOKBETH. I love Pinterest. I'm on Instagram. I know it's like in a flagged out when there was a little controversy going on a few weeks ago about pictures or something, but I was just getting the hang of Instagram. But I love Instagram, so I'm on Instagram, Culture Shock Inc. Beth, and of course, Tumblr. You all know I tweet on Facebook and LinkedIn. Shout out to my LinkedIn connections. And MySpace, I need to update my MySpace pages because MySpace still, you know, still pumping. But again, thank you. You are so, so awesome. It's just been amazing. Amazing, 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 most definitely. Here's David Hamilton, How You Go.
Friday night around about 9, we were close to the county line. Then Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0, just my best friends and me, nowhere special we had to be, but we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year. Gas and the sky was clear. A little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Okay, I was waiting for Six String Woody to come on, but it's taking a minute. Well, it's New Year's Day, so I wonder, can we get away with listening to Rick Springfield's Oh Holy Night one more time? Taking a minute for that song to come on. I have a couple more songs I want to play. And then in Dallas, Texas. I'm about to say Dallas, Mississippi. And then in Dallas, Texas, definitely want to play my friends with Rick Ford and the Foundry. Also, they have a show coming up on January 11th. So you all check out their fan pages on Facebook and also their profile page at ReverbNation.com and SoundCloud. And they're on MySpace also, Rich Ford and the Foundry. So, let's see. Might not be concluding the show with the music that I would like to conclude with. No time to conclude broadcast. And until tomorrow, but remember, this evening will be on UK's Ebony Empress. You'll find her at blogtalkradio.com, Ebony Empress, for her show based in the UK with a worldwide audience. You know, that's how Blog Talk Radio does it. That's how the internet is, right? I know. And it should be fun. Fun. I'm going to get out and about. And then head back to be a part of her live broadcast. Well, looks like doesn't look like you will play either. But big shout out to Rich Ford and the Foundry also, because their music is making moves on ReverbNation.com rock charts here in Dallas, Texas. But thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for your love and your support. Thank you for sharing ideas and topics. And looking forward to talking with many of you in this new year. And then guests, have some amazing guests that will come up and return of guests that are coming on this year in 2013. Oh, man, I can believe 2 years on March the 21st, 20 of this year. The show first premiered on March 21st, 2011. I did not have any idea that the audience would be like it is today, so I really am grateful and appreciative of your support. And those of you that would love to advertise, don't hesitate to contact blogtalkradio.com, and especially if you want to advertise during Culture Shock Entertainment Report. You know, that's how I can really stay on the air longer than 30 minutes, you know, the 2 hour and the 3 hour set. The support of advertisers, you know, just like your favorite TV shows, need the support of advertisers and sponsors. We have some amazing advertisers. So this is a great outlet to promote your business, really. And you all know this because I'm sure just like I am, I love watching advertisement here on blogtalkradio.com, amazing advertisement. Wow. But again, thank you. Happy New Year. It's been a blast. Enjoy your sports lovers. I like fellow sports lovers. Shout out to Lewis Howes and Sports Networker and fellow sports lovers and all. And just those of you that just love life and love the new year. And I say everybody right. I know. I guess there are some people saying, no, I don't want to see the new year. But I hope not. Just, I hope you're just kidding. But again, Happy New Year's Day and wishing you and yours a year of good health, prosperity, love, and laughter. Okay? So thank you again. God bless. You've been listening to Talk to the Happy New Year's Day version of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you. And thank you to Hilton Hotels also, Doubletree.